It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. That's Johnny Holsom and Well Hungarians. Their new album, Bonafide. Well Hungarians sponsor the Harris Challenge every week at this time, and I'm going to clear the phone lines now so we can get some contestants. You want to be one of them? If you haven't played in the last 30 days, you can call me now and get on right now at 314-969-KTRS and 888-550-KTRS. All right, we've lined up some contestants already. Let's go to the very first one, and that is Mark. Welcome to the Big 550, Mark.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing today?
Good. As you know, being a contestant on the Harris Challenge affords you an opportunity that no one else in broadcasting would dare give you. It's the five-second cheap plug opportunity, which you, if you've been wise enough to beforehand work out a commercial endorsement deal, you can use it for that. If not, you can just shout out to the family or the friends. Or here's one of the things I like to do with it: suck up to the boss in the hopes that it'll turn into a promotion sometime soon. Or a raise, maybe. We've had that happen before. Mark, it's your 5 seconds. Go right ahead.
Hey, I'd just like to say hi to my kids and looking forward to the weekend.
All right, say their names, for goodness sake.
Brandon and Brittany.
All right, Brandon and Brittany. Let's see how Dad can do on the Harris Challenge. Here's how it works. We turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions and categories spin around all week long and come spilling out on Fridays. Led, of course, by our topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Then we have category two, which is War Movies Not Named American Sniper. And category three, First Ladies. Which one would you like, Mark?
Oh, I don't really care for any of those, but let's go with Have I Been Paying Attention?
Okay. The Harris Challenge consists of five questions you've got to answer in 60 seconds. You can pass on any question you like and come back and pick it up later if you don't know the answer immediately. Maybe you can think of it a little bit later. But when that 1 minute has gone by, the buzzer will sound and we'll tally up your points. Maximum of 15, but you don't have to get them all. You got to get more than halfway. So 8 or better makes you a winner of a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right you are, Paul. We have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have 2 locations, one in Florissant and one in
Cottleville.
We also have, from Werenberg Theaters, we have a special screening of Black or White.
That's the new Kevin Costner movie.
Yes, it is. He was in town.
Yeah, he was in town a couple of weeks ago, sat down with McGraw live one morning.
It's coming up Wednesday, January 28th.
That's next Wednesday.
7 p.m. at the Pear, and we have special... special codes for you.
Oh, very cool.
Yes.
All right, so you can have those, or...
or we have a free bowling party. It's available at Kingpin Lanes in Bridgeton or Crest Bowl in Florissant. And with this bowling party, you get 1 hour of bowling, shoe rental for up to 6 people on 1 lane. You also get a 1 large, 1 topping pizza from the Brick House Pizza Company.
So you can have your choice of those prizes, or if you do get all the questions right for a total of 15 points, a clean sweep, you get a prize package of all of those worth well over
$1 million.
All right, Mark, let's see. Have you been paying attention? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which 2 New England Patriots employees had press conferences yesterday about the deflated ball scandal?
Bill Belichick and the quarterback. What's his name?
That's what I asked you.
That's what you asked me. All right, let's pass on that one for right now.
Today is National...
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady is right. Today is National Handwriting Day, commemorating the birthday of which of our founding fathers?
Let's go with John Hancock.
Correct. In what country will King Abdullah, who died this week at age 90, be replaced by his half-brother?
Half.
Which company, whose catalogs are in the seatback pockets of most airlines, filed for bankruptcy this week?
SkyMall.
SkyMall is right. Which comic book superhero will be played in a new CBS series by Glee star Melissa Benoist?
Supergirl.
Correct. All right, King Abdullah, his half-brother, what country?
Jordan.
Did you say Jordan right before the buzzer?
I did.
You should have said Saudi Arabia. But that's okay. You didn't need it to win, Mark. 12 points. Congratulations. You are a winner. Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get the prizes.
Great. Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. Here's contestant number 2. Hello, Todd.
Hello, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
First of all, I am AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Always appreciated.
I'll say hello to the ladies at home. Hello, Melinda. Hello, Renee. Hello, Shannon. And lastly, today, January 23rd.
Yes, it is.
Well, happy birthday to my nephew, Tyler. Happy 10th, 11th, 12th, or 13th birthday. One of those.
Oh, Tyler, isn't it nice to know that your uncle, Todd, is paying such close attention? He doesn't know exactly what your age is, but he has a rough idea of when your birthday might be.
Well, they grew up so fast.
Yeah.
Just as long as he gets a present, right?
Oh, I thought this was in lieu of a present.
Tomorrow the present comes.
All right. Happy birthday, Tyler. Which category would you like now? You can have war movies not named American Sniper, First Ladies, or These Have Nothing to Do with Anything.
That's about my subject, I guess. I have nothing to do with nothing.
Okay.
So let's try that.
I'll tell you what this is. It's questions that we didn't get to in categories over the course of the last few months, and we just kind of put them together because they don't have anything to do with each other, okay?
All right.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What standard unit of measure is equal to 454 grams?
That's a pound.
That's right. According to American Way magazine, which personal item do American travelers most often forget to pack?
Ooh, personal item. I'll pass on that.
When talking about weaponry, what does ICBM stand for?
I'll pass on that.
What part of the human body is about 23 feet long?
23 feet. That's probably going to be the small intestine.
That's correct. According to Page6.com, what personal matter do 70% of American women worry about every day?
Personal matter?
Yeah.
Can you give me a clue?
Yeah.
What personal matter? Something with their hair.
No, it's their weight. All right, what do those American travelers forget to pack, and what does ICBM stand for?
Toothpaste or toothbrush.
That's right.
Toothpaste, yeah. And ICBM, International Control Bureaucratic.
Oh, you know what? You are really, really not close. It's Intercontinental Ballistic Missile.
Close.
But toothpaste was right, and so you got 2 points for that, 4 points for the small intestine, 1 point for the pound. And unfortunately, that's only 7, Todd.
Oh, come on.
You did not get
those
past.
Those were too hard.
You did not.
Wah, 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 wah.
As with all questions on the Harris Challenge, they're only hard if you don't know the answer. You did not pass the threshold, Todd, and by law, as you understand, we're a federally licensed facility, and so I will have to punish you. Here to do the punishing is a man who was born with the name Herbert Corey, but used a stage name of Tiny Tim.
Hey Jude. La 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 la. Cha cha cha. Na 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 na. Di di di. Cha cha cha. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Wow.
I did not deserve that.
It's almost sacrilegious, isn't it?
It's from the album, Tiptoeing Through the Tulips Made Me Vomit. Okay, pause it right there. All right. I think Todd's had enough, haven't you?
I have enough. Yeah, I did not deserve that.
All right. Good luck figuring out the nephew's birthday or whatever it was, and have a good weekend.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you for playing. Contestant number 3 is ready to go. Hello, Steve.
Hi, guys. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, just glad to hear you on the radio every Friday, and enjoy the show, and you guys have a good weekend.
Thank you. Which category would you like? War movies not named American Sniper, First Ladies, or... No, really, have you been paying attention?
No, really, have you been paying attention?
Okay. You said that like you were really hoping that would become the new third category.
I was.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Steve. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who did the U.S. Department of Justice say this week had not committed any civil rights violations in the death of Michael Brown in Ferguson last summer?
Pass.
The measles outbreak has reached 6 states after starting at what California tourist attraction?
Disney.
Disney what?
Land.
Correct. In what Middle Eastern country did the government collapse yesterday with a rebel group appearing to take control?
Saudi Arabia.
Yemen. Which government does ISIS want $200 million in ransom from in return for the release of two of its citizens?
Japan.
Correct. On what network did The Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore debut this week in Stephen Colbert's old time slot?
Repeat it.
On what network did The Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore debut this week in Stephen Colbert's Comedy Central? Who did the U.S. Department of Justice say had not committed any civil rights violations in the death of Michael Brown last summer?
Darren Wilson.
Darren Wilson is correct. But you, like Todd, only got the 1, the 2, and the 4 for a total of 7 points, Steve.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% sure. I have this double check by Abercrombie and Fitch, our accountants. Let's go to the punishment music again from Tiny Tim.
Oh,
he actually gets into the song now.
Hey, you, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to letter in your heart.
I'm not sure which is worse, this or the beginning.
Both. Don't be afraid. Don't make it so bad. The minute you let on your skin, then you begin to make it better.
Okay, that's enough.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Oh, Steve, have a great weekend.
Thanks, you guys, too.
Thank you very much for playing. And here's our next contestant. Hello, Jalen.
Oh, it's Galen, but that's okay. Galen.
No, it's not. According to my screen, your first name starts with a J.
Oh, G.
Oh, okay. Galen, welcome to the show. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I just want to say thank you to all the U.S. veterans out there for keeping us safe and doing their part, and I appreciate it.
All right. So which category would you like? I think I know which it might be, but let's see. War movies not named American Sniper or First Ladies?
Well, as much as I'd like to, I'll go ahead and go with the war movies not named American Sniper.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played the title role in Patton?
George C. Scott.
Correct. In what movie did Clint Eastwood and Telly Savalas go after a giant cache of gold behind enemy lines?
Guns of Navarone.
Kelly's Heroes. In Saving Private Ryan, who played Private Ryan?
Pass.
What 1986 Oliver Stone movie starred Charlie Sheen as a young recruit in Vietnam?
Platoon.
Correct. What actress played the lead role in Zero Dark Thirty?
I pass. I don't know.
Okay. Who played Private Ryan in Saving Private Ryan?
Matt Damon.
Correct. How about the Zero Dark Thirty actress?
Charlize Theron.
Jessica Chastain. You didn't get that one, Galen, but unlike Todd and Steve, you chose to get the 1, 3, and 4 correct for a total of 8 points, and you are a winner.
Hey!
Hey!
Congratulations.
Hey, one other thing. I would have preferred to hear Tiptoe Through the Tulips next time with Tiny Tim.
That's... That we,
That's too classy.
This is punishment music.
That's punishment there, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Galen, have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Here's our final contestant. It says on the screen your name is D, but it could be anything.
It is D.
Oh, well, that's fantastic, D. How are you today? Tell us about yourself with your five seconds.
I'm doing just fine. I'm Dee from Trendy's Shabby Chic Boutique and Harvester near Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Yes, where I have a sign, don't drive by, stop in and buy.
Oh, I like that. All right, we have one category left, Dee. It's all yours. It's about first ladies. Are you ready to go?
That'll be fine.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who served the most years as the American First Lady?
Martha Washington.
Eleanor Roosevelt. Who was First Lady of the United States on January 1st, 1975?
Repeat that.
Who was First Lady on January 1st, 1975?
Pass.
Which first lady of the 1960s was born with the first name Claudia?
In the
You want to pass?
Pass.
Who preceded Hillary Clinton as First Lady of the United States?
Oh, my gosh. I keep my mind blank. Barbara Bush.
That's correct. It was Barbara Bush. We never got to the five pointer, so I'll tell you the three pointer. Claudia was Lady Bird Johnson.
Oh.
And on January 1st, 1975, Gerald Ford was president, so Betty Ford was the first lady. Only one question worth 4 points means I've got to punish you as well.
Oh, my.
Tim? And anytime you do the thing, hey, you refrain. Don't carry the world upon your shoulder. Well, you know that it's a fool who plays it cool by making his world a little colder. Okay. All right. Dee, you learned your lesson, didn't you?
Oh, yes, I did.
All right. Hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
That's the Harris Challenge. We play it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and KTRS.com. For previous editions of the Harris Challenge, go to my website, harrisonline.com.